Good evening. This is the Thursday night edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Antoinette Grajeda and Christina Thomas will join me in just a couple of minutes for this edition. I do want to remind you that even though the phone volunteers have gone home for the evening, they'll be back tomorrow morning, it is still very much possible for you to participate in this spring fundraiser, KUAF. It's the spring fundraising week. This is the time when we take just a couple of minutes to remind you that the reason we can bring you the stories we bring you on Ozarks at Large is because of your continued financial support. You can pledge online right now and all through the night. Wake up at 2 a.m., you can still pledge online at supportkuaf.com. We let you determine the amount. We let you determine the time and the method. All of those decisions up to you. When you contribute, how much you contribute, and how you contribute. But we do want to remind you that programs like Fresh Air that you just heard, NPR News on the Hour that you just heard, Performance Today that's coming up later, all these programs come with a price tag. And we are able to pay for the programs with financial contributions from you and listeners like you. More than 60% of our operating budget comes directly from listeners. About 90% of our budget is created locally. 60%, more than 60%, comes directly from listeners like you. And we think that's great. The majority of our budget comes from the people who use and listen to KUAF. If you haven't contributed yet and you've been meaning to do so, you can do it right now online at supportkuaf.com. Ahead on tonight's edition of Ozarks at Large, an update from the oil spill in Mayflower, and the jugglers are coming. We're going to have jugglers in Fayetteville, in Eureka Springs, Springdale, and Fayetteville over the next week or so. Those stories and much more ahead on tonight's edition of Ozarks at Large.
But first, the Federal Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration has allayed Governor Mike Beebe's initial concerns about the recent pipeline rupture and oil spill in Mayflower. Yesterday, the governor spoke with Cynthia Quarterman, head of the agency which operates under the Department of Transportation. Matt DeCampbell, the governor's spokesman, says the agency answered a number of the governor's questions concerning the pipeline's history and how the cleanup effort will continue. He says the agency will be working toward answering some fundamental questions about the pipeline.
Once they reach it, it has to pass a number of tests before the pipeline can be restarted, and it's probably going to be some time before that occurs, both to determine what happened and to determine that it's replaced and safe before it can be started again.
DeCampbell says ExxonMobil will most likely continue to cooperate in investigations of the accident. He says regular pipeline operations will stay off until the oil company addresses the many questions public officials have.
As a state investigation gets underway looking at the oil spill in Mayflower, Attorney General Dustin McDaniel toured the site yesterday where the pipeline ruptured. He says it left him with more questions than answers. He also told reporters he's bothered by how ExxonMobil, which owns the 65-year-old pipeline, has minimized the accident.
I have been reminded by Exxon's representatives that this is a relatively small spill and cleanup is going just great. I hope that they realize that to the homeowners in this area, it is not small, it is catastrophic. And for those who fear for their drinking water, things are not great.
McDaniel also said this highlights the need for improvements in pipeline maintenance, inspections, and safety standards. We'll have more on this story coming up on Ozarks.
An Arkansas House committee passed a proposal yesterday to offer $125 million to a steel company to locate in the state. The House Agriculture and Economic Development Commission advanced on a voice vote a bill that would give the state the authority to use state money for economic development to provide infrastructure, training, and tax credits for Big River Steel, which would be located in Osceola. State Economic Development Director Grant Tenniel told lawmakers the plan isn't without risk, but whether it fails or not would be an economic benefit to the state.
There is risk in this project. There is risk in every endeavor we undertake, I suppose. Getting out of bed in the morning carries risk. We have done our best to understand exactly where the risk is and to mitigate it as best we can.
Sam Camilla of Nucor Steel, which is already located in Mississippi County, says state involvement in the Big River project would drive down prices and cost existing steel jobs.
We don't believe putting public funds in this project is a good investment for the state or its taxpayers. As we've said, if forced to, we will win this competition. It's our great workforce that will carry the day, not the reckless promise of phantom jobs in a struggling economy. But winning this competition will not happen without high, senseless costs to both Nucor, Big River Steel, and to the taxpayers of Arkansas.
Proponents insist the steel mill is a good opportunity for the state. The bill now heads to the House, where it will need a simple majority to pass. Additional bills to appropriate money needed for the project will take a 75% majority.
The forecast calls for chilly weather tonight for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals season opener against the Midland, Texas Rockhounds. Partly cloudy with lows from 33 in Northwest Arkansas to 40 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Friday, a return to spring weather with sunny skies and highs from the upper 60s to around 70 degrees in Fort Smith. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with lows in the upper 40s.